This audio is brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk, the resource for working mums, business mums, and stay-at-home mums.
Sell without selling. The fine art of persuasion without hype. Part 2. Benefits. Now that you have figured out some of what makes your product better, it's time to write down all of the features of your product. This could end up being a very long list. Ultimately, you won't have to put all of these in your sales message, but you do want to make it a full list. Once your list of features is done, go through each one and ask yourself, how is this feature beneficial? Write down all of the benefits you come up with next to its corresponding feature. This is why. People often want to know the features of your product, but what will convince them to buy is what those features will do for them. Stick to the facts. Here are a few examples. Feature: large list of people. Benefit: more potential buyers for your product. Feature: 4 pages. Benefit: quick to read, so you can use your time for something else. Feature: 362 pages. Benefit: a one-stop resource full of the information you need on this topic, so you don't have to waste time tracking down the missing pieces of the puzzle. Get specific. It's human psychology. The more specific a number is, the more believable it is. Which looks more believable to you? Save 30 minutes a day. Save 27 minutes a day. Note, this figure of 27 minutes would be a good place to point out a minor flaw. I still haven't quite figured out how to make this product save 30 minutes a day, but the 27 minutes it does save still add up. Another reason for being specific is that it implies you have done actual research or have pulled the numbers from your own records. Of course, you should only use numbers that are real and verifiable. One exception: when writing a headline, it is sometimes better to be more vague. There are two main reasons for this. First, you can build to being more specific, and even better than you mention in your headline, throughout your sales message. Second, when the brain sees something very specific, it spends more time trying to figure it out. The purpose of a headline is to hook people into reading the rest of your message, not slow them down. Nobody's perfect. Finding something in your product that is a minor flaw and sharing it with your readers builds a lot of trust. Of course, your minor flaw shouldn't be a flaw at all. Just make it sound like it's a flaw. Example: sorry, this is a very large file, so it may take a little longer than usual to download it. At first, it may seem that your reader is being inconvenienced by having to wait. That may be true, but in this example, they will really focus on the fact that this is a lot of stuff you are sending their way, not the time it may take. You should use this technique, but limit it to a maximum of 2 times in your message. After all, you are building trust, not trying to lose confidence in your product by pointing out flaws. Solid guarantee. Many people are still skittish about buying things on the internet. One way to reassure them is with a guarantee. Now, I've seen lots of guarantees. The ones that never work for me are the guarantees that sound like hype themselves. If you find my super-duper overhyped special product doesn't meet your full satisfaction for any reason, even if the planets are misaligned, then not only will I send you a full refund, but I'll send you a check for 10 times what you paid, and I will name my firstborn after you, just for trying it. People may laugh a bit when they see guarantees like this, but how often do you think people believe them? However, a solid and logical guarantee can be helpful. Just keep it simple and reasonable. You have 30 days to decide if you want to keep my product. If after using it for that long you are not satisfied, you can return it for a full refund. Now, that guarantee is not exciting, but it's more believable, isn't it? Tell your story. One way to avoid hype and be believable at the same time is to tell your story. Explain where you were before you used the product. Tell how you found it or created it. Then explain how it helped you, and how you think it can help your reader, too. If you do use this technique, try using a news reporter approach or speaking in the third person. You will be talking about yourself, but focusing on relating to your reader. This is not the time to boast or inflate your ego. Once again, you can polish the truth, just keep it the truth. Do not use hype or embellishment. Are you picking up on a theme yet? The reason this works is that it helps people relate to you. As they relate to you, they start to feel more and more like they know you. Most people would rather deal with people they know than total strangers. Telling your story is one way for them to get to know you. For more about Sell Without Selling, The Fine Art of Persuasion Without Hype, listen to Part 3.
You are listening to a podcast brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk. Be sure to visit the website for more tips and advice on being a successful working mum.